Welcome to the MGA MedioCast. My name is Willie. I'm with John and Mike. What's up, guys?
What the hell was that?
I'll tell you about it in a second.
Hey,
what's up?
Hey.
And we also got a special guest host in the house tonight, Alex.
Hello, ladies.
No ladies listening.
Yeah. It's no ladies allowed in the MGA.
Hello, lady.
Late.
It's like Sarah.
Oh, Sarah listens to it. Hey, what's
Sarah.
Up, baby?
Hey, Sarah.
What up, baby?
Hello, lady.
Okay, so that was the St. Lucia National Anthem. And tomorrow, we are going to be celebrating St. Lucia Independence Day.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah.
I'm not.
John's boycotting the parade.
Yeah.
The parade is going to consist of me in the morning before I go to work in my underwear saying, "Today's St. Lucia's Day Independence." Anyway, I just I was researching some national anthems, and I discovered that little fun fact that it was St. Lucia's Independence Day tomorrow.
Yeah, and what color are the what's the colors of St. Lucia?
I didn't look into that. I did look into their golf situation, though. Is it? You know a lot more about St. Lucia than I do.
Alex knows the flag.
St. Lucia's recently gained its independence, and they were against the Serbs in the. All
Wait,
that jazz.
Are they celebrating like a one-year Independence Day?
No,
they recently gained their independence.
They just declared independence, and there's certain nations that don't actually recognize them as a nation.
Kosovo?
No.
So this is the inaugural. This is the inaugural.
What?
Yes, this is the first one.
No way! Wow.
This is they're declaring independence.
Well, that's a little different.
Wow.
But, you know,
it's not
that's pretty cool.
I think it's actually less cool because.
You don't
it's
like
1 year? Come on.
Yeah, you got to make it stick.
Yeah. Come back and talk to us in 9 years, St. Lucia. You know what, St. Lucia? I was going to plug your golf, but fuck that. You guys are going to go the way of no joke golf. And we are now, the MGA would like to say, it has no affiliation with St. Lucia.
Disimpressed.
Oh, we got a phone call there, John.
Willie is disimpressed. He was hoping for like a 50th anniversary independence.
Oh, no.
I am actually a little bit unimpressed with their golf situation. They have 3 golf courses. It's a Caribbean island.
How big is the island?
They don't even have their own internet hub.
About 3 golf courses wide. And one of them is just a par 3, and then the other one is a par 3 9 hole, and then there's like a country club that's private. Yeah, I know. So if you're going golfing,
don't go to
St. Lucia. If you've been independent for a year, congratulations. So let's talk about, does anybody play golf? Anybody?
I played golf.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
That's amazing.
I know.
I as well.
All right. What happened? Where'd you play?
Played in Nashville with Papa Morley. And actually, my game's starting to come around.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
I'd say not the MGA could be in trouble, but you could be in trouble.
I could be in trouble. I mean, granted, I was Meevan both days. We played 9 holes on each day. Finished Meevan both times, but there
but
were signs of game.
You could feel it, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I thought you were going to say there were signs of gay, but then you added the M.
yes. There were some serious signs of gay.
Mike, did you play?
Yeah, I played 9 holes at Golden Gate Park Golf Course.
Oh, wow. How'd you manage to find the time?
with Alex.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I managed to find the time.
I shot a 36.
What'd you shoot, Alex?
Me.
I actually didn't count my score.
Ah.
The reason why is because I suck.
Okay.
And you know, it's the first time.
He probably would have been like 9 to 10 mover.
Yeah.
You think so?
Definitely okay. 9 to 10 mover.
That's about right. So that's, you know, 1 over mover.
Yeah. You know, I actually learned something
maybe
really,
a little
really,
more than
really
that,
critical to the game. You know, when you suck, you don't really have to chip the ball. You can actually push the ball.
Ah. That would have been useful a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Save that for tips for the media.
Yeah, that's Alex's tip.
So I played around as well. So this is the first occasion where we all actually played golf before the podcast.
Yeah.
There it is.
This is fucking incredible.
Crazy.
So incredible, I had to use a swear word. I played around. Let me just tell you about this round, because this was probably the most interesting round of golf I've ever played in my life.
Uh-oh.
So much crazy shit happened at this day. Okay. Let me just start from the beginning. So I played with Kent Jamieson, Juan Camacho, and his buddy Aris, who I never met before, but definitely an MGA-er all the way. So we went to Rooster's Run in Petaluma. Have you guys ever been there? No?
Nope.
It's kind of nice. Run. It's really nice. It was $57 to play.
Do Roosters really run?
Yeah, dude. So it was a really nice course. I would definitely recommend playing there. $57 is a little steep, but you know.
Actually, that's not too bad. That's not too bad.
No,
that's what you pay. That's what you pay at Harding.
Yeah, if you go to Harding, you pay that. But I mean, Harding, you don't have to drive an hour to get there. But anyway, so
if you're going with a few people, it's not bad.
Yeah. So first of all, this was the most meagles I've seen in one round in probably ever. Kent had 5, Juan had 3, and I had 1 too. So that means a total of 9 meagles.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's not mediocre golf there.
Not at all.
Fortunately, those 9 holes were not mediocre. The rest of the round was very mediocre. Kent had a 5-putt. All right, let me just go through this list of shit that happened. Kent had a 5-putt. We had tons of long 1-putts go in. 3 people hit the water on 1 tee. We had another tee where 3 people hit the green. I hit a ball directly into a telephone pole, and it bounced straight back right at me. I chipped in from off the green. Kent hit a rake on a long iron shot that bounced to about 5 feet, and then he made that from eagle. There was a fake dog and a real dead body.
Wow. What day was that you did that?
Saturday.
It was Saturday? Because on Friday, Sunday, when I was playing my round, the first putt I took was like, it was a long-ass putt, and I drained it.
I like how you just skipped right over the fact that there was a dead body. Yeah, so Mike, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, skips over the dead body.
I said there was a dead body, and you said, hold on, wait, stop.
Dead body. Oh, I made a putt.
Yeah, there was a dead body, and you're like, yeah, you know, I made a lot of long putts, too.
I heard all the other stuff, and I was like, I guess I was just like, wow.
Yeah, well, all right.
That's quite a bit of crazy stuff.
Yeah, a guy died.
I think you told me that.
Yeah, I did tell you.
The dead guy.
A guy died. He had a heart attack on the 13th green. We were just coming from 9 to go play 10. Well, they get a hot dog.
Yeah.
And when we got there was ambulance and fire truck.
It was the lunar eclipse.
And some guy died. And, you know, I mean, like, I guess I've heard about crazy things like that, but never when I was at the course. And not only that, but about 2 holes later, the cart drove by with a dead body on it.
Nice.
Yeah. It was a very somber moment out at the golf course. We all, like, it was just really weird.
The way you said it the first time, it sounds like you were, like, just walking along and there was a dead body.
Like, I just found a dead body?
Yeah.
Came upon
like,
one.
Stand by me or something?
Oh, my God, what do we do?
Like minute work.
Yeah.
Emilio!
Oh, no, I hit this guy with my drive on the 4th hole.
It must have killed him.
Yeah.
Let's hide the body.
Let's hide the body and then get this big black guy to join our gang. I'll fall in love.
We're going to own that surf shop down by the beach.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so I guess there's worse ways to go.
It sure beats my story.
There are much worse ways to go.
It beats my story, so I didn't even get to tell. The dead guy tops it.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying. I mean, this is the craziest round I've ever played in my life.
Man.
I've never seen a dead body out on the course.
Lunar eclipse.
No.
That'd be a good way to go, though.
Lunar eclipse. That's,
yeah,
like
exactly.
5 days later.
You're doing something you enjoy.
Mike, you got to talk more into your mic.
5 days later.
There you go. Basically, that was the thought that Alex hit the nail on the head right there. There's people who die all the time really fucking horribly, and this guy died out on a golf course with his buddies, so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Definitely.
Not bad.
That's what, I mean, after you told me the other day, I was thinking the same thing.
So it's good that we all have such a positive outlook on life.
Yeah.
No one gets out of here alive.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'd say that it was a rather fantastic day out on the golf course.
Fantastic,
which
huh?
brings us to our mediocre word of the day. And as you all know, the MGA likes to adjust the words used in golf to reflect our more modest and mediocre standards. We replace the first letter of the words with the letter M, and suddenly the word has a new, more mediocre definition. We're going to have a new thing here, the mediocre word of the day. I encourage everybody to use this word in everyday life. I'd like, actually, our non-medios who just listen to the show to go ahead and find places to bust this word out. Don't tell anybody why, though. Just use it. The word of the day is fantastic, and its mediocre equivalent is, of course, mantastic.
Mantastic.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
So the great thing about this word is it's very versatile, I'd say. Although, girls, you're not allowed to use mantastic. John said so.
Sure you really want. You really want to.
I'm sticking with that.
Honey, you were fantastic last night. That works.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Okay, I encourage you to use it.
Why would you ever want to be mediocre fantastic last night?
That's true. I would say I'm fantastic. I would say she was little fantastic.
She was kind of fantastic last night.
But, okay, so fantastic means, here's the first definition. This is an adjective, and it means conceived or appearing as if conceived by unrestrained imagination. Odd or remarkable, bizarre, grotesque, fantastic rock formations, fantastic designs, blah, blah, blah. The word that stuck out there was grotesque. So fantastic is the mediocre version of something that's grotesque.
All right.
Now, here's the other part that's really good about this. There's, you know, how the dictionary will give you, you know, the words that use that word, like the plural and the past tense and whatever. So it gives us fantastical. Now go ahead and say that.
Mantastical.
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 Mantastical. Mantastical.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty funny.
That is funny.
That's
Mantastical.
So I've been trying to find places to to put mantastical in, and I found a couple, but it's pretty tough. But it's a fun little game I've been playing today at work.
Mantastical.
So I guess now we'll see.
I have one other word, and it's not for a mediocre word. It's just a word that came up today in an email I got that has to be put out there. It's from Jeff Rodriguez, who I work with, describing one of our friends, and he says, actually, he is a Guspian.
A Guspian.
A Guspian.
Okay. What does that mean?
Guy who has all known mental attributes of a chick but likes other chicks.
Yeah.
Wow.
A Guspian.
All right.
Oh, man.
I know one of those.
David.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. A Guspian.
A Guspian.
All right.
Wow. So.
I'll remember
thank
that.
You, Jeff Rodriguez.
Oh, thank you.
That's, whoever came up with that word, like, that was, we were lacking. We needed a word to describe a man like
that. Yeah, it's shockingly creative from Jeff Rodriguez.
He normally doesn't come up with this kind of stuff. Yeah.
He's not necessarily the most creative guy.
Most of his creative stuff is pretty fantastic. But this is fantastic.
This is actually fantastic. All right. So let's go ahead and check out some golf news. So, some golf news. Is Tiger supporting Obama? There was a quote I found on a website. I won't say the name of it because I'm going to plagiarize it and pretend that I made it up. Actually, no, I just don't even remember what the website was, but I do have the quote here. We know Tiger doesn't usually get political at all. So when I saw this headline, I was just kind of like, what?
Nope.
Like, that doesn't sound right, you know? Like, Tiger never, you know, whatever.
Well, he gets political. His own Gatorade.
What?
He's got his own Gatorade now.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Tigerade?
Yep. It's the G2 one. Mm. It says Tiger, and it's got the eye as the lightning bolt.
Sweet.
It's pretty
that
funny.
Is sweet.
Wow.
Knowing
Tiger.
Okay, here's the quote that I saw. He was at the Dubai Desert Classic, and he says, I've seen him speak. He's extremely articulate, very thoughtful. I'm just impressed at how well basically all politicians really do. How well they think on their feet, especially those debates. It's pretty phenomenal to see them get their point across, but I just think that he's really inspired a bunch of people in our country, and we'll see what happens down the road. Now, after I saw the headline, I was like, Tiger gets political? Hell no. Then I read the quote, and I was like, here's another situation where the media goes, Tiger said the word politician, so now he supports Obama,
right.
You know? Because
exactly.
He absolutely does not support anybody in this thing.
Exactly.
He's like the farthest from definitive of any person ever in the world. Like he will not state an opinion.
He's like, I'm gonna go practice some golf.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I get it. I understand why he's like this, but you know what I mean? Like he has no opinions on anything. Everything is fine with this guy. Like, so Tiger, what do you think about rape? He's like, well, you know.
You know, I've seen rape.
I've seen
it. It's very articulate.
Well, it's very articulate.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah, now watch me crush this drive. I mean, I just think sometimes it's bordering on, like, ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's mantastic. That's what it is.
It is mantastic.
So, anyway, I don't know. I just thought that was funny.
So you'd say that...
talk in your mic.
You'd say that Tiger Woods has, like, a mantastic attitude?
Towards politics?
Towards politics?
Yeah.
Or anything in general?
Yep. Besides golf.
Besides golf and his love for his
In
children.
That case, he's fantastical.
Wow.
Tiger. We always seem to talk about Tiger, probably because I have like some kind of...
Did you...
Just be in love.
You sent him your hair.
No, hell no, dude. Hair. That's going straight to Pfizer.
Willie cut
no
his
other
hair
man
off
will
week.
Ever get my hair.
He saved it. He's got it in a jar.
You saw my little collection. I've been picking one pube a day, and I save it in a little jar.
Real nice. Speaking of Tiger, did anybody watch the Accenture match play?
I haven't gotten a chance to watch any of it, but this weekend is supposed to rain, so I think I'm going to stay in all weekend.
I watched it when I was in Nashville, seeing my new niece, Madeline May.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She sounds very mediocre.
She's very Madeline May. Don't even have to change the name.
I know. Mediocre. She's perfect. She's in. First woman in the NGA. Yeah.
Congratulations. But, unfortunately, I was on the internet and saw the result of his match versus J.B. Holmes before going into the living room and seeing that they were watching it. What was he? He was three down with five to play.
Yeah, and then he came back and won, right?
And then he went, in the final five holes, I think he was six under.
That's how he does it, man.
It was ridiculous. It was like a 15-foot birdie putt, maybe an 18-foot birdie putt. He didn't even have to make. He could have two-putted. He made it.
Yeah.
And then a 35-foot eagle putt.
Wow.
Well, I mean, you watch him in all these tournaments, and it doesn't matter. Like, I remember when he first started coming up, and, like, if he's close, like, they're just watching him. They're not, like, the cameras are not even watching the guys who are leading, and I used to be, like, kind of pissed off about it. And now I'm like, there's a reason for this, because no matter what, the guy fucking comes back and wins it. So, yeah, Tiger's still there. He beat J.B. Holmes and Aaron Oberholzer. And now he's got to play Aaron Baddeley.
Oberholzer.
So Aaron Baddeley.
Oberholzer.
Is coming up.
Ober.
And here's another one, though.
Baddeley.
KG Choi beat Ian Poulter.
Hell yeah.
So he's still in there.
All right.
I really want to see Tiger versus KG Choi.
Yeah, that would be sweet.
Power. Who do you think can power lift more?
KG Choi. Because he used to be a professional,
He was
right?
a champion power lifter. But Tiger's looking pretty strong.
Yeah, Tiger's
he's getting big.
Tiger's a buff ass motherfucker. Yeah.
Let's talk more about this.
Yeah.
Let's talk more about how Tiger's so buff.
Tiger's such a fucking fantastical motherfucker. So Sabatini.
Oh, Sabatini.
Sabatini and his tiny balls are out in the first round.
So tiny.
To some guy named Dredge, who I don't even fucking
and
know.
His man boobs.
So Sabatini, Tiger is not beatable, you, however, are.
Apparently.
Vijay Singh still in, Boo Weekly still in, Colin Montgomery, Steve Stricker, Angel Cabrera.
The Mick's gone.
Who?
Mickelson.
Oh, yeah.
Out.
Yeah, and so is Padraig Harrington, who won the British Open. A bunch of guys are out, but I think there's enough good guys still in that it's going to be pretty cool. I like this tournament. I'd like to do an MGA event, match play style.
That would be tight.
Yeah.
The one problem with that is to really do it right,
you'd have to do it
over like two weekends. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's tough.
But I don't, you know, whatever. We'll eventually, I think when we have more members and like just a few people can come out and play,
yeah.
I think it's something that can happen. All right, so let's get the hell out of this PGA bullshit because nobody really cares about the PGA, right?
Yep.
You guys are all here for the MGA.
We're back.
Go MGA.
Yeah, MGA tournaments are about to start soon. March, maybe 23rd. Yeah? Have you sent out an email? Because I didn't receive it. Okay.
No.
I was I didn't get confirmation.
You're hearing it here first, folks, in the MediaCast. March 23rd.
MediaCast, your place for finding out that John had work on that other day.
The last Sunday of March does not work for John, so it doesn't work for any of you.
Yeah, well, we're going to send out an email about this, and if there's some major issues, if nobody can do it, we'll stick with the 30th. But we would like it if we could get John there for at least the first one. And then he'll break 80 and we can, you know, kick him out. But
Oberholzer.
So what's it called?
The first one?
The first tournament.
Oh, it's the Rebel Beach International Am-Am.
And what's so special about this one, Willie?
It's a part. Well, Mike, how fantastical of you to ask me that. Only a Gusbian would think of asking me something like that. It's a team event. The first one ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
We've done like, when I go out and play, as you may know from the first podcast, sometimes we'll do little team play events, and sometimes I'll get really bitchy and whiny about losing. but this time...
We'll ask Nils about that.
this time, we're actually going to have a tournament, a real live tournament. So
yeah.
This is going to be cool.
Just going to have to grin and bear it.
So how are we going to determine teams? That suck.
Exactly. I think I'm going to be paired with you, Alex.
This is the thing. Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
You have to be in this tournament, we can't invite people who don't have scores in fairway files, though.
Well, yeah.
I don't think we're going to have anybody who's not in fairway files, but...
Yeah.
Probably not, but I think we can estimate that Alex's handicap is about 52.
Is it? Do you have fairway files up right now?
Maybe about 50.
No.
Okay, no, I'm going to pull
I'm
that
just
up.
Estimating.
I'm going to pull that up because I'd really
what
like
I've seen.
To know.
Does he have a... Alex, do you
I
have
do.
A farewell file?
I do have a farewell file.
A farewell file?
Well, that too. You're about to say farewell to me once.
yeah, he does because he played in the MGA tournaments that we entered all the scores for. So
mm-hmm. A couple. And then you didn't enter for a little bit. But
we didn't enter?
Or I didn't enter.
Is it our responsibility?
Well, it looks like he's got three scores.
Really no. Wait a minute now.
His handicap is 34.8.
30. No, I got 33.4.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Well, it's probably still bad enough to.
If Steven Andrews were to show up, yeah. You would end up with him, and his handicap is 60.5.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Wait, but is this the guy? Is this the guy who?
This is the guy who got hammered. No. It's the guy who got hammered, absolutely hammered, and shot like a 130 or something yeah. like that.
Oh, awesome.
Counted every stroke like a true medio,
hey,
though.
I would play with him. Yeah. I'd play with him.
You guys would be a sweet team. You could just, you know, watch him get wasted and try to do something to fucking get the score to win.
Wait a second here. Tommy's index is 36.
Ooh.
Yeah, Tommy's behind you, actually. He's 35.6.
Wow.
Yeah.
He probably plays more than me. I might have had an okay round
or
something.
That's good for Tommy.
He is.
Because I know Tommy's better than Alex.
Yeah.
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 Tommy hasn't played for a while, though.
Really?
Yeah.
He's too busy getting his douchebag outfit together.
Yeah, exactly.
Alex has the push to the right syndrome.
Yeah. It's always
I've heard of that.
A little bit to the right.
I've even seen that before.
Everything he hits goes the same distance to the right.
Distance.
Okay.
Distance.
All
right.
So, yeah, that's going to be fun. Everybody keep your ears and your eyes peeled.
It's definitely fantastic.
Start working on your slices. Get them ready.
Try to get them back.
So, let's go ahead and you heard us talking earlier about Tiger, you know, supporting Obama. Well, he's obviously supporting the wrong candidate. So, we got a candidate who's decided to you know, sponsor our show and pay for a spot. So we're going to go ahead and give that candidate a spot right now.
Hillary Clinton, not a golfer. John McCain, too busy sleeping with lobbyists to care about his handicap. Obama, I heard he plays golf, but have you seen it? Yeah, neither have I. Mike Bolin not only plays golf, he works at a golf course. Do you really want to trust the protection of our great nation to someone who doesn't even have the decency to play golf? A vote for anyone but Bolin is a vote for Nazi terrorists. Vote Bolin in 08.
I'm Mike Bolin. I think this message is kinda all right.
All right. I'm voting for him. Jeez. That guy sounds like a stand-up candidate.
He does sound like a winner.
I'm definitely going to vote for that guy.
I'm going to vote for him twice, actually. Yep. I don't know how I'm going to manage
that,
but...
Can you do that?
No, but I will find a way.
You're like, I'm going to use my left hand this time.
I believe... Sometimes I do use my left hand. I believe in this guy so much.
Somebody else is voting.
I call this kind of voting the stranger. Okay, so I like to sit on my left hand for about 10 minutes and then vote for Mike Bolin. All right, so.
What would Mike Bolin?
So let's go ahead and check out some tips from the medios because, you know, I shot a 96, and I was really hitting the ball well that day, and I still shot a 96, so I need some tips, goddammit.
Even with the dead guy.
The dead guy did nothing to help my game. I was really hoping he was going to be like, you know, like Patrick Swayze and come back and
you were six Mover.
Sorry, I'm going to end that. Yeah. I'm going to end that line right now.
Stop that right
okay.
now.
He's going to like help me make ceramics from behind.
Right. That's the only place that line could
go. Okay. So this week we, did Mike just get it?
No, I was thinking of something.
Wait
else.
For
I'm
it.
Sorry.
Okay.
I was sexually extending.
Wait.
I was extending the story in my head. Sorry.
It happened.
Past the ceramic making to the love
it.
Making. Yeah. Okay, so this week the Medios will be giving tips on long irons. Something that troubles a lot of people. I've even heard people taking the 3-iron right out of their bag because they can't hit the thing.
The 3-iron, all right.
Yeah. So.
It's my favorite club.
Is it?
Yeah. I love
really?
The 3-iron.
Why is it your favorite club, Alex?
Yeah, you want to give us a tip on hitting the 3-iron?
The tip is not to overpower it. And you got to keep it low and keep it line drive like.
Okay.
That's my personal tip. So if you do mess up, you don't mess up that bad.
How do you go about doing that?
Yeah, I mean, I could hear someone tell me to do that all day, but
you can close the club face a little bit.
That's a very mediocre answer to a tip. That's a great mediocre tip. I got to say.
John, you got a tip for us?
Yeah, well, the long irons like Alex was saying there, it's easy to lose control of them. So really, the solution to that is to make them not go so far.
Interesting.
So what you're going to want to do is you want to open your stance up, then open up the face, and then take about half a swing.
I like it.
Your 3-iron will go like 60 yards. Mm-hmm. Even if you take it dead right, you'll still just be like barely off the fairway.
Yeah. So it reduces the chance of of mistakes.
Yeah. Exactly. It's a very safe way to play the long iron.
You know, and the thing about the long iron, too, is so many people are focused on the distance that they're going to hit this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
so
let's
far.
Say you're 200 yards out, but I know I'm only going to hit it 60. You know, what could go wrong?
Nothing.
That's Willie's tip. Just have that in your mind.
No, I got
I'm
I got
gonna
it,
hit
my
it
tip.
I'm only going to hit it 60.
Yeah, my tip is, you know, long irons should really be short irons. Mike, you got a tip for us?
My tip for a long iron would be, don't really follow through.
Okay. You didn't plan this out, did
kinda,
you?
No. Just chop.
And I send you the damn thing just to come up with
just,
the tip.
Just chop at it.
Okay.
Wasn't that your same one for chipping?
That's his tip for everything. Chop at it. You got to chop at it.
You got to chop it.
Dude, I actually use this shot. Just chop at it and don't have follow through. That way it has this like banana hook on it.
Wow.
It's to the
useful.
Right. Or banana slice, I should say.
Yeah.
And it's real low. Yep.
That's a useful shot. That's a useful shot for making dead people on golf courses. I got a tip. It's called focus on the hazards. When you're hitting long irons, the ball comes in at a shallower angle than short irons, so avoiding hazards is a bit tougher. The ball will move more once it hits the ground, so be aware. In fact, be hyper aware. I find it helps even if I aim right at the hazard, since that gives me the best chance of going nowhere near it. If a pin is tucked behind a bunker or some water, you want to keep your focus on the hazard and go ahead and challenge that pin. They call them sucker pins. I call them fucker pins because that's pretty much the word that comes out of my mouth right after I hit the shot. If you find yourself with a 3-iron in your hand and you're going for the green, just look at all the things that could go wrong and just think about those a lot.
A lot.
A lot. A lot.
Especially right in the middle of the backswing.
Yeah. I would even, as you're swinging back, go ahead and pick your head up real quick and take a look again, just to make sure you remember where they are. So I think you're gonna find that you're I don't know.
You're gonna talk yourself out of all of those.
I think you're gonna find yourself going back and getting your 7-iron out. These are all good tips, and you know I'm glad that we're here because there isn't another podcast out there helping out the mediocre golfer. I hear a lot of podcasts talking about getting good, and you know, I mean, who really wants that? Makes me want to fucking puke. It's fantastical. Okay, let's go ahead and check out a highlight from a recent round of golf, and then we'll have a word from our sponsor.
Sugar Shack employee for the past 3 years. If there's one thing I've learned, it's that if you're craving White Castle, the burgers here just don't cut it. In fact, just thinking about those tender little White Castle burgers, those little itty bitty grilled onions that just explode in your mouth like flavor crystals every time you bite into one, just makes me want to burn this motherfucker down. Come on, Boogie, let's burn this motherfucker down!
You want to join the team? Well, I'll tell you, if you're good enough, quit fucking around and get your ass into your Marine recruiter right now. Tell a son of a bitch that you want to be part of the team, and goddamn it, do it right now. How's that? Does that have the kind of bite you're looking for? And
Shaggy or Scooby-Doo, Zeppelin or the number one or the number two.
Oh, what would Mike Bolin do? All right. Mike tends to react to situations differently than John or I would, or Alex.
Or
he also tends to not talk into his microphone. We attempt to put ourselves into Mike Bolin's shoes and find out what would Mike Bolin do. So we're going to call Jake right now, right?
Calling Jake.
We're going to get Jake in on this action.
Action.
So, Mike, if you could go into another room.
Room.
What the fuck is going on now?
Got the reverb going.
You could go in there and you could play The Stranger.
Stranger.
It's a fun little game.
Fun little. What's The Stranger?
Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. What would Mike Bolin do? He will not leave is what he will do.
I know what he will do. He'll keep talking.
He'll just keep talking. All right. Do we got Jake on the line?
We have Jake on the line. Jake, can you hear me?
Hey, what's up, guys?
You gotta put him closer to the...
Putting him closer to the microphone, Jake.
Yeah. Where does his voice come out?
Speak.
Hello.
Yo, I hear you really good now.
Nice.
Yeah. All right,
hey,
this is sweet.
Long time listener, first time caller.
All right, Jake, it's good to have you on the show. Can you tell us a little about yourself?
I got a joke for you guys.
Oh, really? All right, let's check it out. The longer we can keep Mike in the other room, the better. So if you got a few, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Why does a golfer swim on his back?
I don't know why.
To keep his balls dry.
Hey.
Hey-o.
You will get a drum fill there. Don't worry.
Nice.
In post production. Nice. So we're gonna, Mike, go into the room. Okay. So we're gonna play a little. What would Mike Bolin do? This one is a little bit different. It's not really a situation. So
right. What
we're gonna do is let me just go ahead and describe it. Everyone's gonna give me the three that they think he would choose, and whoever gets the closest is going to be the winner. So, Jake, if you're the winner, I don't know what you're going to get, but maybe we can send you, like,
send him some balls.
Send you some dry balls, though. we'll go ahead and take a walk down the street and go ahead and give those to you. So, Mike gets a visit from the superhero power Godmother, which I don't know if you guys know it really exists, and she offers you any three superhero powers you want. NSA, no strings attached. What three superhero powers would Mike take?
Oh, nice.
Yeah. This is a little bit of a mantastical one here.
All right. So three superpowers, huh?
He gets any three superhero powers he wants.
Wow.
What does Mike take?
I think I'm going to just choose invisibility first off, because that way Mike wouldn't be able to, like, have to, like, really do anything. He could just kind of, like, hang out without anybody seeing him or bothering him.
That's true. It would make his life a lot more hassle-free, wouldn't it?
What's that?
It would make his life more hassle-free, wouldn't it?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. What else? Jake, invisibility. Check.
Let's see. So two more?
Yes, please.
Okay. Let's see. I think Mike would want to be able to turn into a wolf.
Okay.
Wow. An invisible wolf?
That's an interesting one.
A wolf?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
That's an awesome power. I never even thought of that power.
And also the power to eat as much as he can whenever he wants.
Wow. I think actually Ryan would want that power more than Mike, but yeah.
Bottomless pit.
Yeah, sweet. That's a Ryan power.
Yeah, Ryan actually already has that power.
True.
So, John, what do you think?
All right. God, this is tough. I'm going to say he'd ask for a power to watch endless TV without getting a headache. Step one.
Which superhero has that power currently? I didn't know that one.
Yet to be created.
Okay. Stan Lee's working on that one right now.
Yeah.
What else?
Okay. And, man.
Maybe I should have given you time to prepare.
Yeah, this is tricky.
We'll come back to you.
Okay.
Alex, you got any?
Yeah, I have a feeling that he'd like to be able to fly.
Okay.
Not just because he smokes weed all the time and he's flying all the time, but just actually the gift of flight.
Okay.
And then probably he'd like to have steady aim.
Okay.
You know, like...
Like Call of Duty.
Like 4. Call of Duty.
All right.
Yeah, he definitely liked to have steady aim. And then I would say X-ray vision, because he is kind of a closet pervert.
Mm.
He is kind of a
X-ray vision.
He's not quite a pervert.
Actually, can
though.
I get some of that?
He might be more of a mervert rather than a pervert.
Ah, yes, a mediocre pervert.
So I'm a pervert.
I'm very familiar with those.
Yes.
So I'm going to go ahead and give him some powers, too. I agree with Jake on the invisibility. Because I do think that there are some times when he just would like to not be seen by anybody and not be bothered. I'm going to give him super strength. Just because I think it would help him out on the golf course, and we know he needs all the help he can get. And the last one I'm going to give him is the ability to walk through walls.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, you heard it right here.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So I'm going to win this one.
All right,
I already know it.
What did I go with? I went with ability to watch endless TV.
Yeah, that was your first one.
And I'm going to give him fast fingers.
Fast fingers.
Yeah, fast fingers.
The power of fast fingers.
The power of fast fingers. You know, for guitar and other stuff.
I already have that power.
The ladies.
I'm going to show you that I already have that power a little later on Rock Band.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. It's coming.
Is that a threat?
It's coming.
All right. So, so TV, fast fingers. And beer drinking powers.
some kind of beer drinking powers.
Some sort of beer.
Shouldn't it be weed smoking powers?
He's been developing those for a long time.
He's already got those.
Those are already
powers. Yeah, I guess so.
He's looking for new powers that he doesn't already possess.
Right.
This is like when Superman dies and comes back with all brand new powers.
Wow.
Just like that.
I'm really curious to see what he's actually going to say.
Yeah.
Are you guys as curious as I am?
I am.
God, I just can't wait. Hold on. Let's get him back in here. Hey, Mike! I don't think he has the power of... Yeah. Jake, call Mike. Okay, here he comes. He always chooses my room. Why is that?
I don't know.
Because he doesn't know how to work your TV.
Right. That's
okay.
Does Mike want to hear my joke first?
Oh yeah, let's tell Mike your joke. Mike's been telling me a lot of golf jokes lately. Mike, you got to put your headphones on and you got to get a microphone. Have you ever done this before?
Hey Mike, did you cut those sleeves off yourself?
Going in. This shirt got a hole on one of the elbows. And I really like this shirt, and I really didn't want to give it up. I didn't want to give it up yet.
Okay, I predicted.
Sleeveless cut off.
I win. What would Mike Bullen do? I predicted he would come in and tell us something completely pointless. I am the winner.
Wow.
Right. Whenever something like that happens, Mike, I just go muscle shirt, too, just like you do. Hell
eventually,
yeah.
What's going to happen? This is what's going to happen. I'm gonna tear the rest of this somehow, and then it's going to be like a vest. That'll be even cooler.
That would be the coolest thing.
Is Jake going to tell his joke?
Yeah, Jake, tell your joke to Mike.
Hit it, Jake.
Oh, okay. You ready, Mike?
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh. Hit me.
Okay. Why does a golfer swim on his back?
I don't know.
To keep his balls dry.
See, yep. Mike, that's how you deliver a joke right there.
Still funny after all these years.
All right, so Mike, are you ready to tell us what you would do?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the subject?
The subject is, Mike, you get a visit from the superhero power godmother.
Wait, what?
I think this was the first, never mind. All right. So, she offers you any three superhero powers you want.
Oh, so
no strings attached.
This lady's giving me,
You've heard of godmothers, right?
Yeah.
Do you need me to give you a definition?
Well, wait a second. This lady's giving
me... Let me finish, Mike.
She's just letting me some sort of superhuman power.
Yeah, it's all going to make sense after one more sentence.
But this is a...
I swear.
Man, are you going to give me something to pick from?
No. What three superhero powers do you take? Any three you want.
Oh, I get to pick my own?
She's the fucking godmother of superpowers, dude. And she's granted you three of them.
So, wait a second. So superpower is anything that I want, right?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. First of all, I'd like to be able to teleport wherever I want.
Oh my God! Oh, nobody said that.
Wow.
Nobody said that.
Wow.
He must have seen some previews for Jumper.
Yeah. It makes it familiar.
Hayden Christensen.
It makes it familiar. Wait, but I've absolutely always wanted to do that. Anyways.
Hold on. Wait, Jake. What'd you say?
Jake, what were you saying?
Nah, nothing. I don't want to give anything away.
Yeah, oh, yeah, don't, yeah, yeah, don't give away what you said.
You're not supposed to be helping me out here, dude.
No. Nobody's helping you. All right, Mike, so you got one. Teleportation.
I secretly want John to win, so.
Nice.
Wow, really?
Trying cool. to give him an advantage.
Interesting.
Actually, all right. I'm not biased at all.
Get out of my room.
Fast fingers.
All right, no, go ahead.
All right, anyways. Back to the superheroes.
Yeah. We got teleportation.
Teleportation. Got my one wish. Okay.
Are you wasted?
No.
Yeah, wasted in your room.
Did you go in my room and just get wasted?
No, I'm thinking. But, okay. So, I'm having to hold this mic, like, right up against my face.
True.
Make it loud enough. Anyways, teleportation. After that, boy, what's another good superpower? Powers.
I guess I underestimated how much everybody else thinks about this kind of shit, because I think about this kind of stuff all the time.
Yeah.
I've got my superpowers planned.
Yeah,
just in case.
Out. Me too.
Just in case she ever shows up. Mike apparently never thinks about this.
Superpowers.
Other than teleportation.
Yeah. Teleportation.
He thinks about that a lot.
And you know what? I'd like to be able to fly, too.
Oh, hey. Who had fly?
Hey, that was me.
Uh-oh, Alex.
Alex had fly, but...
Because Alex had fly?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I had walk through walls.
That's not teleportation.
Damn it.
He hasn't finished.
He hasn't finished.
He's still...
Yeah, okay, you're right. Done, yeah. Damn it.
So I'm not gonna
I might have DQ'd myself
so
just
I'm not
now.
Gonna say walk through walls.
Wow. That's cool.
That wasn't going to be one of them.
Anyways. I knew it wasn't.
So teleportation and flying because flying's just cool. I mean,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Because, I mean, with teleportation, you really wouldn't need to be able to fly. But
but don't you?
I'd like
you,
to fly, and I'd also like the power of floating.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to be able to hover.
And then after that, I think... Some sort of skin that I could turn on and off that's, like, impenetrable. Like an adamantium.
Like a shield?
Skin.
Wow.
Like a Wolverine.
Like Superman skin.
Yeah.
Oh, like a wolf?
Not like a wolf at all.
Nice.
Because a wolf nailed it. I think it's a tie between Alex Alex and Jake.
It'd be like this skin that was just impenetrable.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
That's like Superman skin.
Mm. Okay.
You know. You
no, but I could turn it on.
Bullets bounce off
and
you and shit.
No, but it
oh, but
turns,
you don't want it on all the time.
I know.
Sometimes
it
don't
turns
want
like,
it.
It turns like a. It looks like a mirror.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So is it invisible? Are you invisible while you're impenetrable?
No.
What if there's a wolf standing on the other side of the mirror?
And then you're a mirror, and it's a reflection of a wolf. It's no, kind of like
it's
you turned
like
into a wolf.
My skin turns into like this mirror that's impenetrable.
Wow.
I think Alex wins.
I
like, he
really
got
like to say
one.
That word, too. Impenetrable.
Wow.
Really? Okay, so Alex, you're the winner. You
wow,
win
you.
Absolutely nothing.
Well,
thank you for coming by.
Yeah,
Alex,
I'm really used to winning nothing these days.
I'm gonna play some little sound effect here that's like. Burr, 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 burr. or something like that, but that's about it.
Nice sound effect preview.
Yeah. I'm going to keep that in, too. I'm not going to edit that out, but...
The preview is actually going to be after the actual one and the real thing, so...
Should we...
It's what we could call it like a prequel.
Okay, let's not talk about what I'm going to do in post-production anymore. Jake, do you want to stick around for Ask Man Landers?
Jake?
I think...
Jake! Are you there,
I'm
man? Jake!
Jake's taking off. Thanks for... Wiggles P, thanks for calling in.
Peace out.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show, guys. It's been an honor.
Has it really? It's been an honor for us to have you
well,
on.
As well for us, yes.
Keep listening. We're going to try and get you some free balls out there.
Some dry balls.
All right, bye.
All right, Jake.
Keep them dry, Jake.
All right. I really thought Jake was going to win with that wolf one.
It was close.
Well, he tried.
He had
tried.
So wait a second. What did you have?
I had
Walk through walls,
invisibility, and something else.
You'll hear it later, man.
Yeah, you'll hear it later. Don't worry about it anymore. That part of our life is over.
None of you guys had impenetrable skin?
No.
Mirror skin.
Mirrored impenetrable skin.
No, I miss that one.
I certainly did not have that. All right, so we're going to have some little Ask Man Landers time here.
What should I do?
Ask Man Landers.
Okay, we've got a question here from Patty in Allentown, PA. She is in her 30s.
Hold on, guys.
What?
I know.
Lame.
Yep.
Don't you mean 13?
In her 30s?
Where'd Mike go? There's a big mirror here that I can't seem to penetrate.
I'm having trouble with my skin. It won't turn on.
Oh, shit, he's upstairs.
Yeah, he just teleported. Okay. So she has a question. Maybe some of you guys have been in this situation before. So her question is,
yep.
Dear MGA Mediocast, I have this problem. I have nowhere else to turn.
So I'm turning to the Mediocast.
And we're happy to help. So I've been seeing this guy. We both date other people, and I'm fine with that. Hmm. But he gets so jealous whenever another guy comes up, yet he insists he doesn't want to take things to the next level. Uh-huh. Why is he sending mixed signals?
I can answer that question right off the bat.
Alex knows the answer.
The answer is he likes to fuck.
And so eloquently put, too.
It's pretty simple. Guys are naturally a little bit jealous. So even though they say they want to be swingers, they really don't. They just want to fuck other girls. They really don't want you to.
Yeah, they don't want you to fuck other guys.
No.
Absolutely
exactly.
Not.
We just want to stick our dicks in whatever moves. Hopefully with, you know...
Interesting. Your theories on this are very interesting.
I don't know if you could say we on that one, because I wouldn't say that.
Mike,
I would
that's
want
not
to
how
do
you
that.
Are, huh?
No,
Mike doesn't roll like that.
Though. He's kind of asexual, isn't he?
Mike, what do you think?
I wouldn't say that.
What do you think this poor girl ought to do?
I think she needs to talk to him. I guess. I don't know. Sounds like she hasn't even talked to him about it yet.
Send this letter to him, not the Mediocast.
Exactly.
There it is.
Hmm.
Exactly.
Okay. What about you, John? Any advice?
No,
for...
I think that's good advice.
Yeah.
Send this letter to him.
Okay.
And let him deal with it.
Okay. You know? I'm going to say to Patty in Allentown to take up golf.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah. If
I like golf.
I mean, why shouldn't she?
If that doesn't fix your problem, at least you're going to meet other guys who will have no problem just, you know, boning you, and you can bone other dudes, and they can bone other chicks, and all that stuff. Apparently, that's what you want to do. Sounds to me like she wants to bone other dudes.
Yeah, she wants to... Bone lots
she
of
wants
dudes.
To bone. She wants to bone
she's
lots of dudes.
In a relationship, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Alex is looking for a return address.
Why is she asking
right
all these questions if that's what she wants to do, you know?
Because
she's pissed off.
She wants to bone a lot of dudes, but she wants it to be okay.
Yeah.
So guess what, Patty? It's okay.
It is okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Do your thing.
Quantity over quality.
You're
quantity
good.
Over quality.
You get the MGA okay.
Sarah, you do not get the okay. You may not bone other dudes.
You get the MGA no K.
What about the MGA mo-K?
Mo-K.
All right. Moving on.
So what's that, like one boyfriend?
So we're going to, let's go ahead and find out what's going on with our guys. I mean, it's been too damn long in this podcast. You ready?
Uh-oh.
It's my guy.
Who's the best? Jared Lyle.
Simon Robinson.
Benoit Biaser. My guy.
Wow. I love that.
That was really good.
That's so,
impressive.
Golf is a hard sport to break into. We each picked a guy trying to do just that. John's guy is Jared Lyle. Mike's guy, Simon Robinson. And my guy is Benoit Biaser.
What you mean?
Simon Robinson.
Who will make the PGA Tour first? Who cares? We do. Okay. What's going on with your guy?
My guy?
Yeah.
John, you might as well talk about your guy first. He's like all over.
Well, yeah. God, I don't know where to start. I mean, Mike's handing me magazines that Jared Lyle's in. I got internet articles about Jared Lyle. I guess I'll start with the magazine.
You can't take a shower in the morning.
Jared Lyle's
in there already.
So, in the 2008...
God, Jared's in there again. Jesus.
The Tour Insider magazine, Jared Lyle, is quoted talking about another golfer. So, we'll skip over that.
But he's in there.
His name is in there. Now, if we go to the Moonaw Classic that I mentioned in my last My Guy broadcast,
yes,
you'll find that Jared Lyle, despite a 5-putt taking after John Morley himself,
wow!
Despite that, he is well beyond the cut line. Mm-hmm. No problem. Going to make the weekend. Tied for 36th right now at two over par.
Okay. Well, we know he can come back from a lot.
Right.
The guy's come back from quite a bit in his life. In fact,
yes,
I did a little research on your guy just because I was hoping to find out that he was getting dominated badly. But unfortunately, I found out wasn't the case.
He's doing well.
Yeah, I did instead find this tale of heroism. Hold on. Let's check this out. We got some audio clips from Jared Lyle.
I look at every day as if I wake up, it's a good day. Any bad day on a golf course is better than a good day in hospital. 3 days, I hardly said a word, just for the fact that I didn't know what was going on personally. I didn't know whether I was going to live or die or anything, whether I was going to get out of hospital, whether I was going to make it to the hospital. So it was, you know, it's something that not every 17-year-old person wants to hear, and it's hard to explain sort of what you feel when you do it, but once I figured out what was going wrong with me, I just said, right, let's get on with the treatment.
Yeah.
Apparently
that's how he goes in life, is let's just get on with it.
Pulling at my heartstrings.
Let's just get on with it, mate. All right.
You're the man, Jared.
He knows a good short game when he sees one.
The blood's in the mail. So Jared doing pretty good, huh?
He's doing all right.
How good for Jared.
Well, how about,
your guy?
What's going on with Cy Rob?
Missed the cut.
Yeah, I saw that too. Boy.
69 in the first round.
You know, he shot 69, and then he missed the cut. Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Too good for the MGA, not good enough for the Gateway.
It's a terrible place to be.
Cy Rob's living in no man's land.
Yeah, that's a horrible place.
It was the Osprey Creek. Martin Downs Country Club.
Well, I'll tell you, Cy Rob, if you ever just want to stop practicing and go ahead and come down here to the MGA, we'd be happy to have you.
He just needs to throw a few good rounds together, man. Mm. He's had some good ones.
Yeah. Well, Benoit Biaser finished T18th at the Legend at Arrowhead.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He actually made it this time?
He actually showed up. Yeah, he showed up and he golfed. He's now fourth on the money list year.
Wow.
Yeah, with $27,565.
So he went down.
Well, yeah, he was first because he won like two tournaments in a row.
Yeah. So he went down on the money list.
Yeah, but Cy Rob is 28th on the money list.
Jared's number one. Number one nationwide money list.
Oh, God, Jared.
Fucking Lyle.
$140,000.
Wow.
Sorry.
Really? Oh. Interesting. Sorry. Wow. So interesting.
Dude, Simon won Simon, $0.
Simon won zero. Yeah, he missed the cut. What did you do? Did you think you were going to find out that he won like a few extra dollars? Yeah.
Jared beat cancer into the ground.
It's like,
Jared made cancer his bitch.
It's like one of the MGA tournaments upcoming with $5 in the pot.
Yeah. Oh, there's going to be major, major money coming to some people this year.
There will.
So now let's go ahead and talk about our MySpace friend of the week.
All right.
We talked about Lucky Swingers last week, and boy, they've just seen a massive jump in popularity, haven't they? Okay, so this week we're going to talk about the Slice Girls.
I was just walking down the street the other day, and I heard some guy talking about Lucky Swingers.
He's like, hey, you hear about the Lucky Swingers?
Yeah, no, that didn't happen.
I was like, Stop lying.
I gave him the Lucky Swingers hand signal.
So the Slice Girls are one of our favorites, and they're favorites of almost everybody who's an MGA.
I gotta say, you just told me earlier about these girls.
Yeah, and you did a little research, didn't you?
Yeah, I did a little bit of research, and I love how they just changed the one letter, like us. The Spice Girls, the parody on the Spice. I love it.
Yeah,
it's true. I don't get it.
And
I don't
really get it. Hey, Willie, why don't you describe these?
Who are the Spice Girls?
They are a ripoff of the Slice Girls, who are awesome chicks from Bangkok, Thailand. They are a bunch of chicks who play golf. Not really. I can't really tell if they actually play. But let me just tell you some of the names.
They play. It shows them doing
They've got a video. But then most of the video is them just like, hee.
Yeah, it's pretty. And then they dance around with the club.
It's good. So there's Wendy Whiff, Angelina Bogie, Condoleezza Slice, and Tyra Shanks, to name a few of them.
Condoleezza Slice?
Yeah. Okay, so here's what it says under their general. It says, general, looking hot, giving golf... Which is what it says on my MySpace, too. Giving golf lessons, wearing not much.
Wow.
Hitting power slices and flirting with golfers. I love these chicks.
They're awesome.
And then here's what it says, too. Nice of you to stop by and check us out. Looks like you're a bit of an all right yourself. Where did they get that from? Why is everybody copying the MGA around here?
That's crazy.
You're a bit of an all right yourself.
That's on their MySpace?
Yeah. It almost sounds like they're saying you're kind of all right, doesn't
it?
Yeah. I smell MGA lawsuit.
Girls, MGA lawsuit. Girls. We better copyright it and then
girls,
we can sue.
Bolin 08.
Okay, we'll settle out of court.
Bolin 08 copyrights everything he says. As it's coming out of his mouth. Everything I say is copyrighted.
This right now here, trademarked. What I just said right now, trademarked.
Trademarked.
We will settle out of court if you just come to the next MGA event and dance around. And
in HJs.
Yeah.
I had Raj. Yeah,
well,
Raj.
They could be
I think Raj
Soda. Yeah, they could be ball watchers.
It was shout out Raj Soda for the I'm Kind of All Right.
Did he come up with that?
It was Raj, wasn't it?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think it was.
I think it was John, actually.
I think. Hey, Raj.
I think it,
Raj,
I think,
you came up with nothing.
I think it was Raj.
No,
it wasn't Raj. No. Raj did however, come up with losing badly in tournaments. The inventor of that. Trademarked Raj Soda.
Although, with all this Raj bashing, I think this is going to be a good year for him.
I think it is too, actually. I was talking about this the other day, because I haven't spoken with him since the last tournament. And I was like, you know, I feel like he's got his game together. I can just feel it.
I played with him once, and he told me about some other rounds, and this could be the year of the Soda.
Wow.
Wow. I'm excited. God, I just can't wait. You know what? I can't wait any longer. We got to stop.
He's got a bomber drive, man.
Raj really?
Does. Yeah. He hits it pretty far.
We got to stop right now. Everybody go check out the Slice Girls. Everybody go check out the LyleFile.com.
Check out Bucky. You guys got to check Bucky out.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
It's their dog. All of their pictures, and then they have a picture of a dog.
Everybody use the word mantastic at work all week. Everybody vote Bolin for 08.
Vote Bolin twice.
And we had some fun. Thanks, Jake, for calling in. Thanks, Alex, for being here. We'll
and
see you guys next
kinda,
time.
Kinda all right.
Wigglesby.
Oh, perfect, nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change.